This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Better than ever, or at least we're better than we were 5 minutes ago.
Certainly nationwide.
We're back and we're Nathan. This is ZZ Top quote.
Yeah, that's right.
We're back. We're nationwide.
I know Free Talk Live has been broadcast in every state of the union. I don't know if we are currently at this moment broadcast in every state all the time.
Well, it depends, because since we're streaming online as well,
it's true,
as on radio and what, some satellite stations somewhere on planet Earth, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Mark should have streamed the podcast when he was in Antarctica. And we could have been on in Antarctica for a brief period of time.
We got a call from Antarctica.
Oh, okay.
On Skype.
Did you at least get on your laptop and go to freetalklive.com and hit play so you could say Free Talk Live at least has been played in Antarctica?
Well, we know it has, but I could not get the internet when I was in Antarctica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next time you go to somewhere like Antarctica, let me know and I'll give you a Captain Kickass t-shirt or a Beard Talk Live t-shirt that you could take with and, take a selfie so that, at least the t-shirt has been there.
This t-shirt's been there. It's a good idea.
Hub in Antarctica.
Which, by the way...
singles in your area.
I suspect that happened.
Which, by the way, if you're in the market...
And it was a lie there, too.
If you're in the market for a Captain Kickass t-shirt or a Beard Talk Live t-shirt, you can find links to those CaptainKickass.com. It's the first two things at the top of the page. CaptainKickass.com. Or just search Beard Talk Live shirt on Amazon, and you'll find it. That's right. We got Beard Talk Live t-shirts on Amazon. Ladies size, long sleeves, sweatshirts, etc. and so on. All the way up to, from, extra small all the way up to 3XL. So if you're looking for some clothing that supports peace, liberty, and prosperity, feel free to search that out. At any rate, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Rich,
and Mark Edge.
And before we go on, I want to say thank you to Jack. No last name, just Jack. I don't know Jack. Do you know Jack?
I know a Jack.
Do you know Jack?
I don't know that Jack.
Okay. Jack is a gold-level amplifier. That means he gives
$10
per month to help get this particular radio program onto more radio stations. I got Rich laughing over here.
Well, because now you got to have Mark record all the numbers, and then you just hit the button.
I can just tell people the price when they call.
Jack total donates $10 per month.
Your total
is $10. He gives $25 per month.
What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, if you visit amps.freetalklive.com, you'll find out all the different sort of gifts or perks, if you will, that you get when you become an amplifier. But the money goes to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on 170, 180, something like that. We could be on 250, 300. It's not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you enjoy the perspective that we bring, the hosts, the co-hosts, the perspective of liberty, freedom, and prosperity, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Jack, for your contribution. We appreciate you, and we couldn't do this without you.
Perfect. So, we're talking about the idea of immortality and this story that's going on here.
I am immortal.
Huh?
No, I'm just curious as to whether they're going to come to any conclusions. Can I sign up for this immortality?
Oh.
Would you sign up? You've already got your, head in the jar thing going. Would you?
Wait, that's the reason for it.
We're getting to that. Remember the first thing?
Would you move services?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Remember, the first thing is electronic immortality, right? That's where your brain is sort of saved to the cloud,
yeah.
And now your consciousness lives in the ether
and I don't believe it.
The meta world.
I don't believe it's possible. I don't understand how it could be possible.
I think it's possible, but I don't think that you would be the same person after
that. That's kind of the issue.
Right? It would be probably a reasonable facsimile of you.
Sure.
In, speech and text and all that kind of thing.
What do I want to pay for that for?
For some period of time until your electronic consciousness has had enough experiences to change you significantly, which would probably happen pretty quick when you only live in the digital world.
What is so special about the bioelectronics of the brain that you don't think is replicable?
Again, what I had said before, and I stick by this, is that twins are biologically identical.
Yes, right.
Identical twins. And they don't share a consciousness as a result. So the fact that they take my brain and replicate it digitally, or even if they were able to build a physical model of my brain and stick it in a robot body, it's not me. It's just something like me. It sounds like me. It,
Sure.
But it's not me.
But in that example, the difference, the branch that those two things go is environmental, right? So once your brain, your existing brain is, facsimiled and input into a robot, it would just carry on from that point and change with based on environment.
I've got it.
Okay.
But it's not me. It's a person like me. It's a replication of me. And if I inhabit this space that sits behind my eyes,
right,
and I run this particular bio machine, which is getting older and older as time goes by,
right,
I want to run that other machine, and I want my consciousness, as I understand it today, to be over there. I don't want to die and then have something, a facsimile of me wandering around. I want to be me.
So would you say the same thing about transferring your consciousness as a man who's about to die at, we'll say 78, whatever,
yep.
You die at 78, and technology has evolved in such a way that you can transfer your consciousness into a 25-year-old clone of Mark Edge.
Yeah.
Do you think that that clone of Mark Edge is no longer you and it's a different Mark Edge?
No, I do not think that.
Why not? Because you're still piloting a different body, and you yourself have said that identical twins, even though they're identical, have different personalities, different souls, if you will, right? How can you say that living in the ether is not Mark Edge 2.0, but transferring your consciousness from old Mark to cloned Mark is not Mark Edge 2.0?
So we don't have a very developed set of vocabulary around this, and it's not like I spend a lot of time talking about it, so pardon me if I haven't been as clear as I could be. I call me my consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact that someone creates a complete and identical replication of me does not give it my consciousness. My consciousness continues to sit here and do whatever it is. Like right now, if somebody whipped up a replication of me, it's just a replication of me. You two could be fooled. The evil Mark and good Mark might, try to, work some gambit on you. I'm not sure which one is evil Mark, just so you know.
The one with the goatee.
The one with the goatee, that's right. But nonetheless, I'm still me. It's like the Spider-Man pointing at one of those is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the others are fake Spider-Men. Yeah. And so that's what I mean, is that even though they can make a computer program that sounds like me and has my memories and all those things, it's not me.
Okay, what if the process was like this? You're 7-8 years old, you die, they sort of upload your consciousness into the cloud, and then you have to wait for X for them to clone your new body without a consciousness in order for you. So now your brain and your consciousness has been living in the digital world for X amount of time. Let's call it 6 months, right? How long until you no longer consider it you?
No, I reject it at the moment that it turns. I don't think you can upload a consciousness. That's okay. The point that I'm trying to make is that no one's told me how this is done. There is no seat of consciousness, and if you recreate the seat of consciousness a la a twin,
yep,
right? These are two different people, and sure, no one would argue that,
right,
even though they're biologically the same. They don't share a consciousness. There's two separate consciousnesses. And so I would say that unless, at this point, with my understanding, I'm no expert.
Yeah.
With my understanding, you've got to take the brain and rejuvenate it. Put it in antifreeze or whatever you do to give it some go-go juice and, you know, pull it out, stick it in a robot body. Maybe you can plug it in so that it can have an experience, a VR experience on the Internet. I'm fine with that, too.
So your consciousness is held solely in the brain.
That's my belief.
Okay. And a 100% exact replica of the brain is not
going to do it because it's not going to change. My consciousness isn't going to zip over there to the other side of the room just because there's a, you know, the
same
thing.
Okay, so you even reject the idea of transferring your consciousness from old Mark to young Mark, that's also Mark 2.0.
I think that it's possible that you could take the brain, stick it in a new body, and that they would have these clones would be prepared for that. But
what is you're talking about the physical brain organ moving from one head to another?
I don't see how anything else is possible.
I just wanted to be clear.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
What do you believe is special about your brain that a perfect replica is going to be made different?
Can we hold that because we got some callers? Right.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Hold that thought. Speaking of special brains, we have Jerome from South Carolina calling. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do not clone Jerome.
I know you're not. Hey, I know you're not talking about my brain after what I just listened to.
Trump train, choo choo.
Have you been listening to Trump talk again?
No, I was listening to that, listening to you, and also watching something about Saudi Arabia, how they're buying all these people and the sports and all this different stuff. I was just wondering.
Wait, Jerome, are you multitasking?
What
they're doing is they're paying money, lots of money, for the great soccer players. We do this in America, too. The Yankees have a pretty good baseball team.
Yeah, but hey, they're like, they murdered a journalist, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we got the same history as that. We done some bad stuff, but hey, they murdered a guy just because he wrote some stuff about him they didn't like, okay? So,
does the name Julian Assange
ring a
bell?
I don't agree with that. Yeah, Julian Assange is a traitor. Okay?
To what?
He's not American. He can't be a traitor.
He's a traitor. Well, hey, he doesn't want to be extradited. He keeps hiding out all these embassies.
Why should a country in which he has never lived or been a citizen be able to charge him within that country for violations of that country's laws?
He's been giving away secret.
That would be like Zimbabwe saying, "Hey, United States of America, Jerome said some crap we didn't like. He published some stuff on his Facebook we didn't like. You're okay with us taking him, kidnapping him, and holding him hostage for the rest of his life, right?" And that seems fair to
He's
you, Jerome.
He's a spy. Okay.
He's a journalist.
He's not like that guy they kidnapped in Russia. That's a reporter that accused him of being a spy. Okay? He's a real spy.
He's a real journalist.
Well, what
last foreign, of a dying you know, breed?
What foreign organization did he turn information over to?
Look, all I know is he doesn't want to be extradited. He keeps hiding out in these damn embassies, and nothing much they can do to him. I'm not stupid enough to get in trouble like that. Okay,
well,
I'm not stupid like that.
I've got to say I support.
I'm not a traitor.
You know what? If
can't be a traitor.
If Joe Biden wanted to show that he actually cared about the principles that America was founded on, he would pardon Julian Assange today.
Immediately.
Yeah. If Donald Trump cared about the principles instead of hiding all them damn documents and not turn them over like he was supposed to, he'd be like that too, right?
I absolutely.
Don't talk about that.
Donald Trump can't pardon anybody today, though. Joe Biden can.
Yeah.
I want to talk about
and there were people trying to get Trump to do that as well. Him and Russell.
Clarence.
Go ahead, Jerome.
Taking those lavish trips. And he's been doing it for 20-something years.
And violated no rule in doing so.
Are you talking about Judge Clarence Thomas?
Yeah.
So, my first rule, right? Never trust a man with two first names, Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas.
It's Beetlejuice.
Like I said. If someone reveals to you who they are, believe them. Hey, how do I get me some billionaire friends to take me on a $500 million trip, huh?
You should be calling Clarence Thomas and asking him.
How do I do that, huh?
You should call Clarence Thomas and ask him.
And they're only doing that because they like him, right? This has nothing to do with him. I wonder what Anita Hill thinks about all of this. I'd be interested in hearing her opinion.
I don't care.
Somebody is bound to ask her.
So Clarence Thomas violated no rules of the Supreme Court. He questioned it ahead of time. They've cited the rule that they thought he was breaking, and it turns out it wasn't a violation, right? And then they changed the rules after the fact, and now he's agreed to comply with the new rules for disclosure.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Why the hell they keep bringing up Hunter Biden, his name, and he's not in office or anything?
Bread and
they
circuses.
Can bring his name up, but they never bring up Clarence Thomas and what he's doing. Oh, it ain't illegal.
Jerome, please pull your head out of the political paradigm, nether regions, because you, sir, are being played. Your mind is being controlled by them playing one side against the other side to keep you so enthralled with what's going on politically that you miss the fact that the people who are in power are basically making slaves out of everybody.
Look, or including you?
Including me?
Well, I think that there's a difference between willingly drinking the Kool-Aid and then just having to live in the world full of people who have drank the Kool-Aid.
Right.
No, I just want to know why they keep bringing up Hunter Biden's name, okay, and dragging him through the mud.
Well, ask them, not us.
Tell you. Hunter Biden is clearly the shill that Joe Biden is using in order to get tremendous payoffs. I think the numbers... Hold on, I'm done, Jerome. I think the number is 90% of people who make it into either the House of Representatives or the Senate walk out as millionaires. You don't think they did that because of good judgment, do you?
No.
They're all liars, Jerome, and they're lying to you. And you're choosing to watch MSNBC because you just love it.
I don't have cable.
Okay.
Right. So you are the equivalent of a soap opera watching housewife, except you're a dude who watches the news. Thank you for the call,
Jerome. They keep bringing up Hunter Biden because he had ties to the Ukraine and ties to China, and we're accepting payoffs from both on behalf of Joe Biden. And that seems like a conflict of interest at that level of political power.
Let's move on to the next caller. Unscreened caller, you're live on the radio. What is your name, please?
My name is Robert.
Hey, Robert, South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
What is on your mind tonight, Robert? You're live on Free Talk Live.
I just wanted to suggest to you that you don't really have to worry about the transferring of any human organs like the brain. All you have to do is re-ravel the ends of the telomeres so that the tips of the telomeres don't rub or come apart, because what happens is they dissipate, and that's what the aging process is all about.
And the telomeres, just for our listeners, are the ends of the strands of the DNA.
Yes, that's right. And they kind of, and when you make this process that they, my sister and my mom were involved in it at the NIH about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they weren't allowed to finish the research. The government swept it right under the carpet. But the idea was to, re-ravel the end of the telomeres, but you have to do it in a certain way so that the telomeres don't continue to grow out of control, because that would be cancer. That would be like cancer, because the cancer knows no aging, and that's how they figured it out. But they just have to make it so that it re-ravels and doesn't continue on to the ends of the telomeres to bulge.
Swept it under the rug or moved it to a German base on the dark side of the moon?
When I say swept it under the rug, that means that the government didn't really, the government was telling the boss there, the lady who was chief, she should say that there's an error in the press. Cause I went in there, she asked me if I do any reporting. So I said, yeah, I did some reporting for Germany Today. Oh, she said, that's great, cause there was an error in the press. And the error in the press were the mice that they made young again and put in the newspaper. And she said that was the error in the press. Mm-hmm. So they don't want, they didn't really want this. That's why they stopped the research on it. But the king of Saudi Arabia, he just dedicated $1 billion to the research program.
Yeah.
And I happen to know that one of the people who was working there knows the daughter of the king.
Right. You know, a guy knows a guy. I have a question for you, Robert. Do you think human immortality is achievable in the next 8 years?
I believe it is, yes. My mom says that I would just miss it, but when my sister is...
How old are you? Yeah, like your mom's got to be older than you, so if you just miss it, she's going to miss it too, right?
My mom said I would just miss it, but my sister, who's 10 years younger than I am, would just catch it. So in other words, she died in 2018, my mom did, but she predicted that that's about how long.
Oh, I see. Your mom's already passed. Okay, well, and then how old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm going to be 70 on April 14th.
Really? Your voice, you've been calling for 10 years now, Robert, and I feel like I've got the mildest of relationships. I've always imagined you as younger than I. And I'm 52.
Well, I do have a young voice,
it
and I look
so.
Young.
Okay.
Yes, and when I was young, I looked older.
Well, so if you just keep eating vegetables, you might make it to for another 10 years here and be able to get in on the immortality train.
Yes, the vegetarianism helps because you don't get the acidity that's associated with eating meat and other kinds of things that produce a net acidic effect on the human body, and that causes you to be inflamed. Your whole body inflames a bit, and that causes the aging process to accelerate. And by not doing that, you don't age as quickly.
What about your carb intake? Have you had to limit that, or are you just eating unlimited carbs? Because carbs do all sorts of awful things to the body as well.
Well, anything like celery radishes.
Let me rephrase that. Processed carbs. I'm talking about like white flour. So, do you eat like bread? Do you eat potatoes, French fries, rice, that kind of stuff?
No, I eat Ezekiel bread, which has different components than regular bread.
Okay.
That works.
It's an ancient recipe.
Actually. Yes, exactly.
It's fascinating stuff. I can tell you my ex-wife was really into it, but I just feel like I can't give up meat.
Yeah, I can't either. Hey, Robert, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
By the way, I don't agree with Robert on every issue, but man, that guy, you know, he got dealt a real good hand as far as brains go.
Yeah, I've learned some things.
Still supports the state, so like I'm going to nix that right off the top.
Yeah, my problem with him, of course.
You don't have to be an anarchist to be a genius.
You don't, but it helps.
Geniuses aren't always right. They're just intelligent.
Although, I had a friend of mine tell me that frequently people who adopt the philosophical position of anarchism are often of a higher IQ. I don't know if there's any truth to that. Have you heard anything of that nature?
Not as far as a study. But I trust those people more than I trust people who support the state.
Read it to me again. I was looking at polls.
Folks who adopt the philosophy of anarchy are generally of a higher IQ.
Wouldn't be able to say, and that sounds like a lot of backpatting, but I will go and say that libertarians...
I didn't say this. A friend of mine told me this, who also happens to work in the tech industry.
Yeah, so libertarians have been ranked as far as IQ, and they surpass Democrats and Republicans. This is as political party members.
Okay.
So... It has. There's some support for your thesis in that way.
603-283-6160. Are you a libertarian? Do you want to live forever? Even if you're not, would you like to become immortal? Give us a call. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Senator Lindsey Graham says if the U.S. doesn't up its game in the Taiwan region, there's going to be a war.
They're setting the stage possibly for a blockade of Taiwan, that the Communist Chinese Party is going to test us before the election.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Graham says he doesn't want to live in a world with China and Russia in control. A Muslim leader in New Jersey is in stable condition after being stabbed during a prayer service. It happened around 5:30 this morning at the Omar Mosque on Getty Avenue in Patterson. Police believe the leader wasn't a victim of a hate crime, but there's no word on a motive. A California 13-year-old is in custody after leading police northwest of Sacramento on a chase in a stolen vehicle. The car then collided with two cars, causing them to catch fire. One person has died. Nearly a dozen more were injured. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For those of you tuning in over at watch.freetalklive.com or any of our video streams, you might notice that Mr. Edge has left the seat.
We have booted the beardless wonderment.
He is Mark Edge, so he only needs the edge of the seat. He doesn't need the whole seat. He only needs the edge. And we think he may have fallen off. We're not sure what happened to Mark Edge. Oh, there he is. Oh, there's Mark Edge. Never mind. He's still here, ladies and gentlemen.
Terribly sorry.
The telephone number 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us tonight. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Rich Rich.
And Mark Edge.
We're talking about the state of people who...
I am immortal.
...wish to be immortal. Or even just the fact that the technology seems to exist at this point.
Which... I also find it difficult to imagine that most people, if given the opportunity to live a bit longer, will not choose it.
Well, it's about, for me, it's about quality of life, right? So if I hit 80, right, and I'm fully functional and able to care for myself, then sure, somebody's like, hey, we can give you another 30 years. Great.
Yep.
Right. But if I'm 80 and I'm like in a home and somebody else has to take care of my bodily excretions and that kind of a thing.
Not so great.
And I can't cook my own food and I can't really go where I want when I want. And it takes a whole bunch of extra prep for me to like even take a trip to like the bingo parlor or whatever old folks do these days. Right.
They play heavy metal music loud because that's the way it was meant to be played.
Yes.
That's what they do.
Oh. Well, then, maybe.
At the bingo hall.
Heavy metal bingo hall?
Why not?
I mean, that alone might keep me going for like another 20 years after my after my supposed expiration date.
Which is why you got to get back into a younger body or a robot body. Like, I don't want my old man body.
Presumably, that these we're talking about a great quality of life, a better quality of life than any of us are living right now. You
know? Yeah, amen to that.
Okay. And the longer you live, the more you can amass that wealth, right, going on into the future.
Right. I mean, that is one of the issues is that you're better at amassing wealth. You are better at holding it, presumably. You've learned the tricks to hanging on to it, yep. And you're not giving it away to anyone else. And this is, I think, one of the Kurt... Yeah, it's a concept discussed in one of the Kurt Vonnegut novels is... What do you do when people are able to live forever? They're not passing down their money to the next generation.
Well, right.
Which is a big deal.
Well, and that... So,
well, I mean, they might be, because they got enough, right? If you've amassed that much, then you don't, you know...
You'll probably hold on to it so they can maintain control over that group and then dole it out in very small amounts. Yeah. You know, if you behave yourself, you get your monthly allotment, as opposed to...
Inheritance.
Here's a big lump sum to do with what you wish. So this could stifle innovation in some way.
Okay.
One thing we haven't mentioned, though, is one of the moral and ethical problems with interstellar space travel. That is, putting human beings in space in an attempt to, go find another habitable planet because, you know damn well humans ain't going to, you know, have this one for long. By way of comparison to the age of the Earth. Is that you would have to have multiple generations literally enslaved for the mission of finding, you know, let's say they identified a planet, they're 100% certain that it's got water and air that we can breathe and some vegetation and some animals, right, that we can, you know, consume and that kind of a thing. And so they send, you know, 5,000 people in a spaceship. Well, those 5,000 people are going to die, have kids who then also die, and then have kids who will eventually make it to that planet.
Sure.
In the best case scenario. So now you've enslaved two generations of human beings for one mission to get to this new planet.
Well, enslaved is a strong term. I mean, did Grandpa Kickass, did he enslave you on the continent of, America? Not really.
If you're stuck on a spaceship with...
It's a smaller place to live.
Like, almost no autonomy, right? You are forced into the mission... Instead of deciding what you want, what if one of these guys who's born on this spaceship wants to be a heavy metal guitar player?
They can do that.
But there's no other musicians on board. Or something along those lines,
I guess
lines,
he's
right?
going to create his own heavy metal music right there by himself. I get that there's limitations, but let's say I moved
way of looking at it.
To the island of Petite Moreau, I believe. Moreau. I've been there. It's in the St. Vincent. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and it is, just has a few hundred people on it, or at least it did when I was there 20 years ago.
Okay.
This island, if I chose to move there, and then I found a local... And or maybe I brought some, you know, a woman with me or whatever. I know that we still need man and woman. Things haven't changed yet. And
it's 2023. You can't be saying stuff like that.
And we have a child, and that child is then enslaved on this island with, you know, a smaller amount of possibilities because dad wanted to be there.
But the first ANCOM is born.
The enslavement part comes when they are forced to adopt the mission. Right, that mission being, we got to get this spaceship. Not only do we have to get the spaceship to this planet, right? That's the mission of this spaceship. But they need to be enslaved into not only doing that, but also, assumably, reproducing. Unless they're going to do it by, you know, artificial, you know, test tube babies or whatever. But still, they're gonna be enslaved on that mission with no choice.
I guess they don't have choice, but I don't think they're enslaved in so much as you can do what you
How
want.
How is enslavement
on the,
if it's not no choice?
Enslavement would be defined as
having no choice,
the inability to leave, and forced to work.
Right.
Right. So
I'm enslaved on Earth because we have not expanded space travel just yet.
And I would say that on the ship, it's possible to have freedom and still be stuck on a ship, right? Like, just because I am alive...
Earth, in your scenario, Richie Rich, does not have a mission of making it, getting human beings to this other Earth, right? So Earth just sort of exists, and it doesn't have a mission that you're forced into. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, you're kind of, I mean, you don't know what missions you are forced into because this is the air, this is the water that we swim in, right? We don't know what our missions are.
We have the ability to decide.
You only have the choices that you have, though. All the other choices are not left to you. And that's what I'm saying is that your choices are limited, but I don't think you're a slave.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think taxation is slavery? Because it sure seems
not once
like
you
it
realize
me.
That it is that not realize not once you make a choice to stay in a given geographic area that has taxation.
Well, the lottery of birth means that you are forced to pay taxation.
Not necessarily. You can go places. There's places in the world where
not when you're five, not when you're ten.
Well, you don't pay taxes
until you're
18. Five or
sure,
10.
You do. You go buy a piece of candy. There's tax on it.
Okay.
You buy something on whatever, depending on your state, of course.
Because you have been stolen from. Does not mean that you are a slave for life.
Okay, but you're a slave for that moment.
You can leave.
Right.
So now, slavery is defined by the inability to leave, which at 5 years old, you really can't.
Which also applies to the spaceship. You can't leave.
And being forced to work.
And you would be forced to do something.
I think you have a much better analogy with the spaceship than you do with the five-year-old in a given geographic area.
Okay, but that's my original point, was that the problem with intergalactic space travel is the enslavement of multiple generations of people, taking away their choice to be something else that they, who knows what they might have been had they not been on this spaceship.
And all I'm pointing out is that the choices were taken away from you when your grandfather, or whomever in your lineage, decided to move to the United States. You move to the U.S. rather than staying in, where kick-ass land.
You can't take away the choices of somebody who doesn't exist.
I mean, I almost
well, then,
want...
Then you can't take the choices away from the people who have been put on the ship because they don't exist yet.
I also want to suggest you could make the same analogy with, poverty areas, right? It's hard to extricate yourself from those areas.
The south side of Chicago.
And you were born into it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But you had no choice. That is your lot in life. So if you're born on the spaceship,
welcome to statism.
That's just your lot in life. Well, that's not
in the absence of statism, you'll still be born in a place, and there'll still be limitations on that place. I mean, yeah. Gravity comes to mind.
My point in saying all of this is that this immortality technology that we've been talking about,
yes.
Right? Either the uploading of a consciousness, or the freezing of your brain until such a time, or the moving of your consciousness from your human body into either a completely robotic body or a partially, like a transhumanist type body, where it's an augmented human body.
Yeah,
alleviates the moral and ethical question of this multiple generation necessity to make it to a planet that is going to take multiple generations
sure,
to get
to. Sure,
that's
what I said the last time we had this discussion.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. So I'd just like to pop in here. When you're talking about making new bodies,
yeah.
An adult male chimpanzee, as defined by Jane Goodall, can lift an old Volkswagen Beetle, not the new ones, over its head with one arm.
Yeah.
An adult male silverback gorilla can bench press 2,000 pounds. Am I right on that?
It's something extraordinary.
It's
extraordinary.
And they don't even have a workout regime.
Right.
Imagine if they find a gymnasium.
He eats grass.
He starts eating protein shakes, and he's doing up Gold's Gym.
Right. Well, and he can only push as hard as a gorilla feels like pushing, right?
Yeah.
Like you can, as yourself, you can choose to push as hard as you want, but the gorilla, exactly how hard can you get a being that can move 2,000 pounds? How hard can you get it to push? Because it does whatever it wants.
Yeah.
So we don't know exactly.
That's what I'm saying. If they discover Planet Fitness, forget about it.
A chimpanzee is generally smaller than a human, so it's muscle connections. A little movement, a centimeter movement in your bicep or something like
yeah.
this, and you can probably curl 500 pounds. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up here. But a chimpanzee isn't a wildly bigger primate than a human. It's just that we are evolved for running
yeah.
and things like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to change that part, but... do I need that last 5 degrees in straightening my arm? Do I need it?
Not if you can lift a Volkswagen over your head.
Right.
Yeah. So hear me out. We've seen already that as statism, and that is government oppression, increases on a number of people in a geographic area, or you know, even on the globe as we're seeing it today, because now we can all communicate real fast with the internet and all that kind of thing. As we see statism and state oppression continue to grow, we've seen in the past people desire to escape that oppression.
Yes.
Previously, before, oh, I don't know, 200 years ago or so, there were places on planet Earth where people who wanted to be free of that oppression could physically relocate to. We find ourselves now in a world of a planet where that does not exist because every piece of land has been claimed by some government or another. So even if you find yourself in a station by the lottery of birth and you happen to escape it, you're still going to escape it to another place where you're still subjected to statism, and that is statist oppression at some point. So as that continues to happen, as I predict it will here on planet Earth, it seems to be growing every day. There's not really anything stopping it that I can see outside of maybe a bunch of libertarians gathering in New Hampshire for the Free State Project, some philosophical anarchists out there trying to teach people that, hey, this isn't the way, right? But that's a small number of people. As this statist oppression continues, people are going to continue to look for ways to escape the statist oppression. This is the way that they're going to do it. I've maintained this as a prediction of mine for as long as I can remember.
Longevity?
Space. Intergalactic travel. That human beings are going to divide themselves into two different sets of people. We're going to see natural people, right, that are people who are just sort of born in the United States. They're regular people like you and I sitting around talking. And then there's going to be people who choose to augment themselves, the transhumanists, in order to escape the oppression, to gain immortality and more freedom, to be able to escape the statist oppression and go find a place where they can be as free as they want to be. The only frontier left is either underwater, right, or outer space.
Underwater, or outer space.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, most humans aren't going to choose underwater.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. People seem to be far more attracted to space than under the water, but it is a lot easier to get to under the water.
Well, it's because space is considered, you know, so vast and so open and unlimited and all that kind of thing, whereas underwater is like, well, okay, but you're still on the planet and it's not as vast and, you know, it doesn't have that
it's
sort
more
of
vast
three
in
times
way.
The land mass that we currently have.
I understand,
but populated land
mass. Compared to space, no, it's not. It's very finite. It's very tiny.
Yeah.
And so people want, you know, that sort of like, oh, I want to be free. That's why, what's the sci-fi show class, Firefly.
Yep.
Right? Firefly is basically a space western.
Yep.
Right? But the entire premise is upon how does this particular group of people live freer in outer space? How do they get by? What things do they need to do to make that go? How do they work together?
Intergalactic government regime.
They were able to live outside of it without the lottery of birth playing any role in it whatsoever, and without being subjected to it if they so chose, right? They could go to another place where none of these governments exist.
Okay.
Whereas human beings cannot do that today. There's not a place on planet Earth I can go where government doesn't exist.
International waters.
You know, I think that there's not a. I think that both of these statements are true, right? There are places that there's no place that you can go that there isn't some level of governance that some organized gang of successful criminals will attempt to put, put violence in, you know, make you live a certain way.
Agreed.
I would say, however, the vast majority of us want so little freedom comparative to what governments of the world are willing to offer that you can go many places and live largely untouched by the state. So, like, for instance, if you go to Mexico, if you don't mind seeing the pickup truck full of guys with a mounted M16, some kind of 50 cal there or whatever, then they're not going to bother
sure.
you.
One place could be comparatively more free
yes.
than another place, right?
Certainly.
The United States wilderness.
Yeah, the United States could be comparatively more free than North Korea, right? For
yes,
example, or China, for example. But a place like Mexico could be more free than the United States. It's true. Those are all true. But there's still some level of statism on every piece of land on planet Earth.
I don't know if there is. Statism doesn't exist. It is just an interaction between humans, right? Like it's coercion.
Claimed statism.
Right.
Right. And that is to say this gang, violent gang, claims that they own that particular piece of land.
Right. That's right.
So go to where there's the smallest gang and defend your claim.
I don't know if that necessarily works, but there's an interesting point to be made. The U.S. Marianas, which I've talked about multiple times,
sure, I'm familiar,
is a series of islands. It's not one. I lived on the most populated island. That island was Saipan. It had about 50,000 people on it, only about 19,000 of whom could vote. And there are three other inhabited islands. And one of them is Rota. It has like 1,800 people on it. Another one is Tinian, whence the Enola Gay took off. And that has about 3,000, 4,000 people on it. And the last one, last I heard, and I haven't looked into it recently, is Pagan, spelled Pagan. Pagan had 5 people on it in the recent past. And I know that there was a volcano scare.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that the whole thing was covered in lava. There's just a volcano scare.
Yep.
And those 5 people, I mean, there's laws and everything, but it's not like it's not modern life in the way that we would define it.
Certainly. I mean, like, you're trying to equate a remote island with freedom, and I contend that that's a false analogy.
Okay.
Because why should my freedom be subjected to being out of society?
I don't know about should, but here's the point I would make.
That's where it exists.
Yeah,
the frontier was away from society.
Right, because this is the analogy we started with, was people would pick up
or
and move.
Or was it creating a new society? Because that was their plan.
You got to leave society first, man.
Their plan was to leave so that they could go and live free and create their own thing.
Understood, and then they left society and roughed it, right, for as long as it took to establish whatever level of freedom they got.
And they could,
and
they could rough it.
And society caught up.
Because we can't rough it these days.
I don't know. Society caught up.
I mean, the
statism caught up.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, that's because people
one
want some level of control of their neighbors.
Right. There's the uncontacted Amazonian tribe or whatever. They make the news every once in a while when a white dude shows up and they spear him to death.
Yep.
Right. Like, they just don't want to be touched.
Or they're trying to chop
that's
down a tree to build
new
a building.
Sentinel Island off the coast of India.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Even better.
Even better. Don't. Irrelevant to the point, but like, do they have a degree of freedom that you don't have? Right? They're untouched.
Oh, they've got coercion. I mean, if you've got society, you've got coercion.
Okay.
I don't know.
But society compared to American society, are they less free, more free? Like, where would you put them on that?
I don't know.
This to me is my biggest
technology's freedom.
My biggest beef.
They defend against any incursion as a group.
They don't know what the technology is though. Go ahead, Captain.
My biggest beef with humanity is that everybody seems to believe that government and society are the same freaking thing. They're not. They're two completely different things. Society exists independent of government, the organization type.
Oh, I don't know that it exists independent. I think that they are two different things.
If they are two different things, and it can exist independently. Most humans aren't able to grasp that as a concept. Government has done such a good job of convincing everybody that they are intertwined and one cannot exist without the other. And I contend that if government dropped off the face of the planet today, society still exists.
I would agree. Government affects society, and society affects government.
In that society, you'll have someone who does something stupid.
Yeah.
Right, and everyone will come together and go like, "We got to kind of punish this guy," and then you have a
or get rid of them. I mean, that used to be a punishment that we don't really use anymore. No, the banishment.
You don't have to form a government to have an effect on other people's behavior.
That dude will feel differently.
Yeah,
when everyone gangs
governing
up on
behavior is something that humans do.
Yeah. I'm not saying that governance should not exist. I'm saying governments should not exist. Right. So governance would be like, this guy you're talking about does something stupid, and everybody goes, "Bob, come on, dude. Like, that was stupid. You know that was..." He's like, "Yeah, I know." Everybody tells Bob that was stupid. Bob goes, "Hey, you know what? That was stupid. I guess I shouldn't do that." Bob changes his behavior. Society continues without
government.
Or they
go, "Bob, you're going to have to pay up for that one, and we're going to need a continuous payment to make sure you don't do it again."
One life for one life, Bob.
whatever it is, at least I am free to, if that transaction had, or Bob's action,
right,
if Bob's
there,
action,
man,
had some effect on me, I am free to see it to resolution as I see fit.
You are.
As opposed to some entity that's going to do violence to the rest of us doing it as they see fit. And that is the difference.
Understood, but I'm talking about it from Bob's perspective, right? Bob was living free, and then nine of his neighbors came up to him and said, like, you can't do that, Bob. Right, and then they outvoted him, made him pay a price.
What would you do?
As Bob?
Yeah.
Or as the... My
as situation.
As Bob, here's where we differ a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
As Bob, his responsibility is to defend himself
mm-hmm.
from any and all coercive actions, right? So if you're going to do that, and there's nine people coming after you, you got to defend yourself,
right? So
by any means necessary.
So you're superseding the I understand your point, and yes, I agree with you that Bob does have a responsibility to defend himself against coercive actions.
Well, I don't know about a responsibility.
But there is the possibility, this is what most human beings miss, the possibility that an agreement can be reached between Bob and the nine other people.
Understood.
If they're like, hey, Bob, you did a dumb thing, like, well, I like doing the dumb thing. Well, can you maybe not do the dumb thing when you're around us? Okay, I'll only do the dumb thing when I'm here, or there, or over here. I'll agree
You're
to not do the
Bob
dumb thing around here.
Right,
well,
and
you have to presume that people are reasonable at first.
No, because he's already done
If you go straight to violence, then you're in the wrong. I'm sorry, you violated the NAP. If you go straight to violence and you don't give people a chance to be reasonable, to come to a voluntary agreement, you violate the NAP.
Bob has already done the dumb thing. And you can't. It's unreasonable to assume that you won't have a large number of Bobs in any large number of society.
Okay.
Right, and the problem is not that Bob did a bad thing. What will Bob do to make that bad thing good?
We have Bobs all over society doing those bad things today. How does that work out?
You have the government who arrests Bob and holds him in jail and makes him pay restitutions or some fine to the court.
Okay, now that's the number one thing that everybody thinks of, but is that the reality? Do other things happen in society besides the government coming and arresting people who do dumb things?
Vigilante justice.
More coming up, Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you're a Bob, give us a call.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.